case, Berg v. Colhane, 10-3283. Ms. Klingman, and you can make an adjustment on the podium. I think you'll get a little help here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Great. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
Modern technology.
Right. Even in the Court of Appeals.
Pardon?
I said even in the Court of Appeals. You may proceed.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Laurie Klingman, and I represent Christopher Berg. Courts are charged with certain responsibilities, including supervising the members that appear before them. About 2 months ago, this court released an opinion in a case, and I apologize if I'm not stating the name correctly, Stannard versus Nygren, in which the phrase was used about an attorney's performance alarmingly deficient. In my lead brief on page 8, I itemized a number of things that the trial counsel engaged in which fit the phrase alarmingly deficient.
Yeah, but the real problem here is a malpractice case can certainly be filed. We've never granted a new trial in a civil context based on ineffective assistance of counsel.
Okay.
So I don't understand why we should do that here.
Okay, and I didn't ask that you do that. What I asked, and I was very specific about it, is that the court use that supervisory responsibility to move to disqualify counsel. She had a number of these events that were alarmingly deficient, and it was her responsibility.
I guess the problem that I have is none of the incidents you point to would suggest that your client was harmed in any way. His case got to the jury for a determination on liability, and the jury found no liability. The fact that the pretrial order wasn't timely, the fact that the transportation order wasn't sought and so forth, it really had no bearing on that because he got to the trial, he got to testify, he got to put his case on. I see no harm.
And I'm suggesting that it shouldn't have gotten to the trial at that point because this attorney started off the case, first of all.
So if a judge sees a count in a complaint that is arguably deficient in some way, if there's something wrong with the pretrial order, then the judge should step in and remove counsel for that makes those errors?
I believe that it requires first in line in comportment with due process inquiring about that deficiency. And in this instance, it was clear you don't do a pretrial order on the night before it's due. You also confer with your client before a trial. This attorney didn't even represent to the court that his client would be able to appear at the trial because he was incarcerated in Southern Illinois and had the defense counsel not brought up that fact. The trial attorney made it clear he didn't even know how to execute a writ to bring him up. But that isn't as alarming as he didn't inform the court where his client's whereabouts were.
Now, you're into your rebuttal time. If you want to save any time for rebuttal, you can finish.
Yeah, I saved 2 minutes for rebuttal.
I don't know how much you have left. You got 1 minute left, but if you want to stop now.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Limley. And if you'd like, you can just stop right there at the edge of the table. You don't have to go all the way back, Mr. Limley.
Do you want to raise it?
I don't know how.
You may proceed, Mr. Limley.
May it please the court. My name is Brandon Limley. I represent Officer Thomas Culhane in the Village of Oak Lawn, the appellees in this matter. The law is clearly established. It's unanimous. It's unambiguous. There is no right to a new civil trial because of the shortcoming of counsel. I really only want to address a few points. To the extent that the argument raised by the appellant is one of the court should have disqualified, it's noteworthy that this is not a preserved issue. There was no motion filed before the district court to disqualify. There was no decision made about whether the court should or should not disqualify plaintiff's trial counsel. Judge Kendall, even when she was expressing displeasure during the final pretrial conference with trial attorney's diligence, never hinted that she was even considering disqualification. Simply stated, disqualification was never preserved for appeal. And yet that seems to be the issue that's being pressed now, that that the plaintiff is somehow entitled to a new trial because no one thought to disqualify plaintiff's counsel. And at the end of the day, Judge Tinder, you're correct. The plaintiff came to testify. He testified for the exact same amount of time that Officer Culhane testified. There was no prejudice at trial to the plaintiff. Now, the defendants have rights. Just as the plaintiff is arguing that his right, he had a right to a fair trial, so too the defendants. They should not be drugged through another trial simply because plaintiff's counsel could have or should have hired a different attorney. And finally, I would simply raise the issue of if this court goes down the path of what the plaintiff is suggesting, how many appeals will this court hear in which this exact same issue is raised? How many appeals that wouldn't otherwise be filed will be filed now because suddenly there is some non-frivolous basis for appeal? We submit that the court should, for the reasons stated here and for the reasons contained in our brief, affirm both the decision of the jury as well as the verdict below. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lindley. You have 1 minute, Ms. Klingman.
Your Honors, I have made it clear both in my brief, my lead brief, my response brief, and every place else I did not that I was aware of this circuit's and other circuits' decisions on legal malpractice. That wasn't where I was heading with this issue. What I was saying and what I was trying to advocate to this court is that there wouldn't be a need for a do-over, as defense counsel said, if the court would have implemented her supervisory authority and stepped in. And the reason there wasn't anything preserved for appeal is because there was no one to preserve it for appeal, which is why I advocated she should have brought that up sua sponte when she was confronted with the list of trial counsel's misconduct.
All right. We understand your argument. We'll take the case under advisement. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
And we'll call the next case, U.S. versus